Shalom lekulam.
Hello everyone. We'll be reading the Zohar today. And let's feel together in the reading the power within the Zohar. And to prepare, let's watch. Let's hear from Rav Michael Eichmann. The 10 is the most beneficial. You have a foundation. You have friends. In confusion, nobody can save you from imprisonment, only the friends. And so when you don't feel any stability, you need to fortify yourself with the 10 even more. It's not the study, this or that. All these things are, they come and go. It's only the friends. In a way, in the most simple way, contact them, call them, talk to them, hear something from them. If it's not possible, then play a lesson. Or open shamati, those things. But the safest, the best is the friends. We're constantly thinking of the goal. In the Zohar, there lies a force for correction. But what do we want? What to correct? What to correct it for? What kind of form do I need to reach upon correction? All these things I need to think about when I read the Zohar. His microphone is off. We'll be reading from the book of Zohar, Bereshit 1. The article, tastes, ta'amim, dots, nekudot, and letters, otiyot. Tastes, dots, and letters. Item 14.
והמשכילים יזהירו.
Quote, and the educated will shine, end quote. Like the tastes that play music, and the letters and dots follow their tune. The 10 sefirot are divided into 3 main parts. Tastes, dots, letters. Tastes are keter. Dots are Chokhmah, and letters are Yishsut and Zon. But this is only regarding the vessels. In regard to the Mochin, tastes are considered Chokhmah, dots are Bina, and letters are Zon. The difference between the Mochin and the vessels extends from the 2 Paltzufim of Ak. Since the vessels extend from Paltzuf Keter of Ak, where the lights are properly clothed in their vessels. However, the Mochin extend only from Paltzuf Ab of Ak, where their lights are inverted in the order of their clothing in the vessels. Because it is lacking malchut of vessels and keter of lights. For this reason, the light of Chokhmah clothed there in his vessel of keter, the light of Bina in the vessel of Chokhmah, and the light of Zerampin in the vessel of Bina. For this reason, regarding the Paltzufim and the vessels that are extended from Paltzuf Keter of Ak, tastes are discerned in Keter, dots in Chokhmah, and letters in Bina. However, it only relates to the Mochin, which extend only from Ab of Ak, that the light of Chokhmah is clothed in his Keter, the light of Bina in his Chokhmah, and the light of Zerampin in his Bina. Thus, The tastes are from the light of Chokhmah, dots are from the light of Bina, and letters are in Zon. Tastes are the brightness of the firmament. Dots are Cholam, Shuruk, and Chirik in Bina. And letters are in the two Parzufim of Zon, which are, as it is written, quote, the heaven and the earth, end quote. The tastes, dots, and letters are themselves divided into tastes, dots, and letters. Tastes, dots, and letters within tastes, within dots, as well as in letters. And they are three discernments, Rosh Toch Sof, in each of the tastes, dots, and letters. Rosh Toch Sof of tastes are upper tastes, middle tastes, and lower tastes, meaning tastes above the letters, like Pshat and Revi. Inside the letters, there are comma and dash, and below the letters, they are like Melcha and Tifcha. It is similar in the dots above the letters, like Cholam, and inside the letters, like Shuruk, Melafum, where the dot is inside the letter Vav, and below the letters, like in the Chirik. It is also likewise in the letters which are Zon. First, the Zohar brought three discernments in the tastes, which are the three kinds of brightness. One, brightness that is more hidden than all that is hidden, the brightness of Atik. This is so because Atik is Keter of Atzilut, and therefore he is tastes of tastes. Two, the brightness of Bereshit, Arich Anpin, the middle tastes, dots of tastes. Three, the hidden brightness, Ishut, lower tastes, letters of tastes. Here it begins with Atik, Keter, as it speaks of Parzufim and vessels that extend from Parzuf Keter of Ak. Afterwards, it brought the three kinds of brightness once more, which it interprets over the names Eke, Asher Eke, or I will be that which I will be, Mochin Chabad, in regards to, quote, in the beginning God created, end quote. He changes the order there. The first brightness is the brightness of Bereshit, Arich Anpin, and not Atik. This is so because the Mochin are extended from Ab of Ak, in which there is light of Chokhmah in vessel of Keter. It follows that the tastes are Chokhmah, Arich Anpin, and upper Abba Vima. They are tastes of tastes, the first Ekye.
Zohar Bet, Zohar Satum, Ishsut Vebina.
The second brightness is a hidden brightness, Ishsut and Bina, which are dots of tastes and middle tastes. The third brightness is a brightness that includes all the letters and colors, Zon, the Da'at, the last Ekye, letters of tastes. The dots, Ishsut, which are Asher, which came out of Rashit, divide into upper ones, middle ones, and lower ones.
Rosh, Toch, Sof.
Rosh, Toch, Sof. Tastes, dots, letters of dots, This is because the cholam, me, is the upper dots, tastes of dots, the shuruk, ele, is the middle dots, dots of dots, and the chirik, zon that are attached to ele, are the bottom dots, letters of dots. All those are included in the word created. Let's again hear from Rav Michael Leitman. In the Zohar, there are such forces which disengage the mind and awaken emotion. And its simple potency, it's kind of like a grandfather telling a story to his grandchild. It's not like a father wagging a finger at you, telling you off, or your mother. No, it's like a grandfather, softly. And so the Zohar is different. Well, okay, I'm not talking about the authors of the Zohar who have attained these degrees through screens. They had great overcoming to do, great work, great efforts in the relations between them. They had to discover the left every time. They want to burn each other, and the right, where they love each other. So that's opposite that, but we are the small ones, the little ones. We just want to come and to receive a little bit of the reforming light, to bring us closer together, to connect us a little bit, to give us some sensation of connection, a feeling of connection, in a way which is more comfortable. So that's how it was with Rabash. No complex questions were being asked. Sometimes, you know, there was a little question asked here and there, but we would mostly abstain from doing so, because the Zohar is not meant for study. It's meant for the reforming light. It was written either for people of high attainment, and then you understand what's written there. You're in the inner light of the whole man, of the whole thing. Or you receive the surrounding lights to the extent that you submit. That's how it works. That's what I can say. But truly, it's a book which I don't know how to even say it. It's like Baal HaSulam wrote. He speaks of attainment. When I attained what's written in the book of Zohar, from that moment he could not let it go. Could not put it aside. So let's hope that we're coming to that. Let's continue. The letters Zon are divided into two phases of Zon, as it is written, quote, the heaven and the earth, end quote. The letters are also divided into three phases of Rosh Toch Sof, which are tastes, dots, letters within letters, since the great Zon, included in the heaven, are tastes of letters, great letters, the great Vak, the small Zerampin, Yaakov, is the middle letters, dots of letters, and the small Nukva, Rachel, is small letters, letters of letters.
It
follows that the word Bereshit, in the beginning, is tastes, which are Arich Anpin and Upper Abavim. And there are three phases of brightness in them. Tastes, dots, and letters within tastes. Their own essence is tastes of tastes. What they illuminate to each suit in a hidden brightness are dots of tastes. And what they illuminate to Zon in the brightness that includes all the letters and colors are the letters of tastes. The word created is dots, ishsut, themselves divided into three discernments, tastes, dots, and the letters within the dots. What they receive from Abba V'Ima is regarded as the upper dots, chola, tastes of dots, and their own phase is the middle dots, shuruk, dots of dots. What they shine to Zon are letters of dots, chirik. The words, quote, the heaven and the earth, end quote, are considered to be letters and are divided into tastes, dots, letters of letters, rosh tochsof of letters. The great zone is the heaven, tastes of letters, which receive from Abba V'Ima, and the small Zerampin, Yaakov, is dots of letters, which receive from Ishsut. Vav, in the verse, Ve'et Haaretz, and the earth. The small Nukva, Rachel, is the letters of letters, the essence of the letters themselves. This is why it was said, the educated, the letters, will shine with their dots, like the tastes that play. And according to the music of the tastes, the letters and their dots follow them like armies after their kings. The tastes are upper Abba V'Ima, and the dots are Yishsut. Letters are Zon. Zon, which are called educated, shine with the mochin that they receive from Yishsut, which are called dots. According to the lights of tastes, which are upper Abba V'Ima, where Yishsut and Zon are drawn and follow Abba V'Ima like armies after their kings. This is in general. Letters are guf, and dots are ruach to them. They all travel in their journeys after the tastes and receive their sustenance, since dots and letters are similar to a body with the vital spirit in it. Letters without dots are like a body without a spirit. Likewise, Zon, letters, all the vital spirit in them extends from Yishsut. For were it not for Yishsut, who illuminates in them, there would be no vital spirit in them at all. However, Yishsut as well, the vital spirit of Zon, receive their sustenance and vitality from upper Abba V'Ima, which are the tastes, while the letters and the dots travel in their journeys after the melody of the tastes, receiving from them their entire vitality and the height of their level. Let's again hear from Rav Michael
Leitman.
I don't go into solutions here. You read two verses and already you have questions, and if you solve those questions now, immediately we'll know everything there is to know. Of course, we need to make an effort to understand to some degree what the Zohar speaks of, but that's the absolute last priority. The most important is that we constantly make scrutinies within the ten and think about the reforming light. And that, in essence, is the purpose of the study. I can give you several answers to your questions, but none of them will be correct for certain, because nobody knows what operations exactly need to take place at the end of correction. They wrote about this a lot, and themselves, the people who wrote that they don't know for certain, they don't fully understand. We are undergoing a process. What we went through, we understand to some degree. What we're advancing towards, we can perhaps somehow guess at what it is. But the states here, where it speaks of the final redemption, we have no chance of understanding. And that's written. Every single Kabbalist wrote that this is something he, like, beyond his ken. Because the complete redemption, the great special reforming light that brings that about, those are things which we don't perceive spirituality, even though it's right here before us. We live in all the worlds in parallel, simultaneously. There's no difference between the worlds. We live in the same reality, the reality of Ein Sof, infinity. But we don't feel that, because our mind and our ways of perceiving things, our emotions, right? They don't perceive these discernments of the world of Ein Sof. And there we have billions and billions of more discernments than in our world. And at the end of correction, where the heart of stone awakens, and opposite it, the light of Yechidah, the light of the single unity. In spirituality, you can't understand the next degree, even. It's like two different worlds. So, such great things. What's written of the end of correction? Don't trouble yourself with that. It's not the right approach. Demand the light. Demand the reforming light. That's it. Let's continue. When the melody of the tastes travels, the letters and dots travel after it. When the melody of the tastes stops, they do not travel. As it is written, quote, by the word of the Lord they journey, by the word of the Lord they camp, end quote. If the tastes journey, giving their lights to the dots and letters, they journey. If the tastes camp, arresting their bestowal upon the dots and letters, the dots and letters camp. It is as we find in the melody of the tastes that it flips the words, which are the punctuated letters, from one end to the next. It is likewise with the bestowal of Abba V'Ima, the tastes. They govern the Mochin of Ishsut and Zon to turn them from one end to the next. For example, when a person tells his friend, I will give you an important book, This could have a context of giving and expansion from him to his friend. If they are in a melody of contentment, but it could have the opposite meaning, negation and the arrest of giving, if he said it in a tune of surprise, a melody of surprise. Thus, the words have no meaning in themselves, but only according to the melody and their tastes. So is the impact of the mochin of Abba ve'Ima on Yishsut and Zon. There is no meaning to the mochin, neither positive nor negative, but only according to the illumination of Abba ve'Ima to them. 15. Quote, and the educated will shine as the brightness of the firmament, and those who lead the many to righteousness are as stars. End quote. Quote, and the educated will shine, end quote, are the illuminating letters and dots, as the brightness is the tune of the tastes. The firmament is the expansion in the sound of the melody. All those tastes that spread in the expansion of the tune, those who lead the many to righteousness, are tastes that stop, ceasing the journeying of the melodies of the tastes, for which the meaning of the word is clearly heard. And the educated will shine, are letters and dots. The educated are letters, zon, whose brightness and vitality are entirely from the dots, yishsut. The brightness of the dots, yishsut, is according to the brightness that they receive from the tastes, abavim. Also, there are two tenets in the melody of the tastes. There are tastes that indicate existence and giving, or indicate negation and the cessation of giving. The firmament indicates the tastes that indicate expansion and giving. When he says the phrase in a melody of contentment, when they go in a melody of expansion to the receiver. The name, those who lead the many to righteousness, indicates the dots to those tunes of tastes, which indicate negation and the cessation of the abundance, which stops the expansion of abundance to the receivers in a melody of surprise. It follows that those are the tastes that stop the journeying of the dots and the letters, since they arrest their abundance and vitality. Thus far for this evening. Thank you for